I hadn't sucked in a breath after doing the last hello.
Well, that didn't hit record. I don't know.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Welcome.
One and all.
To an episode of the St. James Files.
Does gloom.
St. James Files does gloom.
Yes. As mentioned last week in our cliffhanger ending of the Dark Ages game, Silent Night.
Yes, Dark Ages. I was like, what do you mean Dark Ages? Yes, it was Dark Ages.
Yeah, we're playing a game of Christmas gloom game. over the next episode. It should be interesting. I haven't played Gloom in months, years.
Yes,
probably.
And apart from our test game the other night.
We played a game the other night.
I forgot how to do it.
Bullshittery.
This is a game of bullshit.
But before we get into the game.
The game.
Shall we do small talk?
Small talk. What are we small talking about, Steve?
Well, I have announcements to make, obviously.
Yes.
If you listen to this on the day of release or the day after and you're like, oh man, that Tales Unfinished stream that I was going to go watch 2:15 on Saturday, unfortunately, it's been cancelled due to unforeseen circumstances and train strikes.
Yes, train strikes are bad on Saturday.
One of our poor members of the team was going to be trying to travel down from Edinburgh, so yeah, that was going to be a hard one, especially with last-minute train strikes.
Yeah.
But, alas, the show has been cancelled, and we wish all the best to the Wolverhampton Literature Festival and other performers at the festival. Go check it out if you're available. Whilst we're here and doing announcements, we released yesterday on the 1st of September.
February.
Yes, 1st of September. 1st of February, yes. But
oh
also,
my gosh.
My brain was also like, is Thursday the 1st? Yeah, I remember where
I was like, where are you getting September from?
Oh, my brain is hurting.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long year.
It's
only been a month. Anyway, so, the February battle report for our YouTube Warhammer channel went out live. You can now go see Stormcast v Fire Slayers because we have limited armies. Also apparently that's the if you were to play to the algorithm.
That's what you want, you sick freaks.
Yes.
Stormcast versus Fire Slayers.
So the Fire Slayers take on the Stormcast in the White Dwarf bunker scenario, buried in the mists or buried in the fog or something like that.
You say buried.
Yes.
I say buried.
But yes, it's a fun little game. Mm-hmm. If you want to see more over there, go check that out. And if you don't want to, then thanks.
cheers.
As
it's
were.
Been nice knowing you.
Yes, Emma, that's announcements.
Hi. I don't have any announcements. Apart from I'm just quite happy in life at the minute.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Isn't it nice?
What's that like?
Yes, weird. I feel like, well, considering yesterday I was walking home from work and had that overwhelming fear that something terrible was going to happen. That's not here today.
I've been living in that feeling all day.
Yes.
But, you know, that's the joy of being a grown-up and having a job. And
that you hate.
Yeah!
La, la, la.
Enough of this gear banter. Just a heads up on that bit then, as we move into the final bits, because you don't have to go for an entire episode just to hear this. If you're not interested in the game of Gloom here, thanks for listening. We shall see you in the next episode. If you are interested, stick around. It's going to be a big giggle. Next week, the February the 8th, we will be taking a break.
Yes.
I need to work out what Monster of the Week I'm running.
Yep.
But also because next week I'm having an actual holiday and it's going to be lovely. I'm
going to Where are you going?
I'm going to the living room and I may treat myself and go for a weekend in the bathroom.
Yeah, sit around in your pants making Warhammer models.
Playing Baldur's Gate and job hunting. But yes, we shall see how it goes over the week. But yes, we will be off next week and then we'll be back on February the 15th.
Oh my god, yeah, math. 15th.
Where the day after Love Day. So maybe we'll do a Valentine's Day monster of the week. It'll be love.
A Valentine's Day monster of the week. It's about a little yellow rubber duck that makes everyone who sees it fall in love.
Fantastic.
And then makes you kill people.
Cool. We will see how that goes and what we do there. Monster of the Week coming 15th. See you there. And then after that, who knows?
Whoop!
Mysteries. Let's talk about Gloom.
What is Gloom?
Second edition.
Just second edition.
So, if you haven't played Gloom before...
I want to know what happens in the first edition.
It was the same. It just had, like, different rules or they refined it. There's also, like, the expansion packs and stuff like that, which give you more families. I hear you ask, Stephen, what do you mean it gives you more families? Well, the game of Gloom is a bit like your average card game, similar to kind of like... I want to say like Happy Families.
It is. It's the sad opposite of Happy Families. It's sad families.
You have a pack of 5 cards which represent a member of a family, each card. So, for example, I have taken Dark's Carnival of Curiosities.
Yes.
Emma has taken the family of the
I got Hemlock
Starks.
Hole. No. I possibly have Blackwater Watch if I do not have Hemlock Hall.
Excellent. But either way, you have 5 members of the family.
Yes.
You then have a deck of cards in between you, which you draw 5 of each, and they're all very nicely done.
Yes.
See-through cards.
Yes.
With scores on the left of them. Each of them have a little story beat at the top of them, for example.
Watch. Sorry, I've just figured out where the little symbol is that tells you what family it is.
Okay. Cool. Each card has a little story beat at the top of it. So, for example, the first one in my hand was Menaced by Mice for a 15-point card. What happens is I'll place that onto one of my characters, such as I have Mr. Giggles, the creepy clown, and I'll play that onto Mr. Giggles, but the part that makes this quite fun is that I then have to explain how Mr. Giggles was menaced by mice, and then we slowly but surely try to increase or decrease the happiness of our members of our family to the point that they then pass away.
Yes.
So
I want to kill them off.
Each card, each turn, you play 2 turns. The first turn in your round is open for a Deadly Demise card, which kills off the family member. Once you have killed off a family member, all of its scores, minus or positive, are locked in. And at the end of the game, we check, which is found by, I believe it's when the middle pack in the cards is empty, or the first person to have a full 5 dead family.
I think it's just the first person to kill all 5 members, because once that pack is empty, you start using the discard pile.
Ah, okay, I may have misread that somewhere. Either way, so once one of us has all 5 family members dead, they will then have to... we'll add up our minus scores, because it's a bit like golf. The saddest and lowest point wins.
Mm-hmm.
But why does it have just minus scores? We have positives as well.
Yes,
I don't have any positives in my hand, but the example of Menaced by Mice has a minus 15 score on it, which means I'm winning the game by 15 points after playing that card. However, we can affect each of us families by playing onto them positive scores. So a plus 15 could be that he was married by mice and he had a very happy marriage day, and we have to explain that story as well.
Yes, the idea is to affect your character's self-worth score. That's mm-hmm. what the score is. By making it as low as possible before they die. But you can throw a spanner in the works by increasing your opponent's family self-worth scores by giving them positive points. And then when the game ends, they will hopefully have less points than you and you will win.
Yes, you can only kill off a family member if they have a negative score on them. So...
Is that actually a rule?
Yeah. So you can't kill off a happy member of family to get rid of that thing.
Yes.
But also, it can cause you to be like, oh god, I now have to get rid of that minus before that positive score before I then kill him, which means you have a whole new round. So yes, we get two turns. We'll play cards throughout that. Mm-hmm. You have event cards which happen as and when, which can be stuff like I play four cards this turn. You have the discard choice, which is get rid of everything in your hand, and then you have the pass turn, which is just to pass your turn.
The cards themselves are see-through, so when you put a card down on top of your character cards, if you put it down on top of a card that already has some points on there, whether positive or negative, you can see through, and those points are added onto whatever points is on the card you've just put down. And then if they die, you can see all of the points that they have, positive or negative, and you would add them up accordingly.
Yes. And the final bit that we will add here is there are, at the bottom of some cards, such as I have one here which is was taunted by tigers, skip your draw phase this turn. There are some ongoing effects and such that can happen by playing cards. For the sake of the recording, we're going to ignore these, if you're happy.
Yeah, that's fine. So we're just playing straight events.
Just straight events, and we're just playing straight points. So okay. the only ones that we'll do are the Deadly Demise ones. So, for example, some cards are marked with a little symbol, like the bat symbol or the skull symbol, and some of the Deadly Demise ones say, if you get this Deadly Demise on a card which has the skull, it's worth an extra 10 points towards your victory.
Yes.
So or a minus 10 points.
Yes.
So we'll keep those ones, but other than that, we won't do the your draw is diminished each turn or whatever. We're just going to try and get through the game in a fun fashion. And you can understand why I keep saying Emma has a bit of a silly streak when she plays this, as you hear this game. I'm by no means any better, but
yeah. So we'll say you BS just as much as I do in this game.
I look good whilst doing it. Slay.
I will slay you.
You wish. Anyway, so let's
slay you. Steve, why not introduce your family?
I will, because it does say the person who had the worst day goes first.
I'm not saying go first, I'm just saying introduce your family.
Oh no, I'm saying that this is a good way to...
But yes, you can go first anyway.
I just like that as a fun rule. Because everyone has that weird gimmick of like, the youngest person at the table goes first, or... And I just like the fact that they say the person who had the worst day goes first.
Because this is a game about misery and tragedy.
Yes.
So who have you got?
I am playing the Dark Carnival of Curiosities.
Dark's Den of Deformity.
Ah, I misremember the names.
Wouldn't worry, that was very close.
As I've already mentioned, I have one or two fun characters, such as Mr. Giggles. But it starts with Darius Dark, the sinister ringmaster. The carnival is dark, is in the Dark's blood, and there is quite a lot of blood in his carnival. They all have cute little lines at the bottom of them like this, and they're all very nicely drawn in like a Victorian kind of art style. Google the game if you want to see more.
Yes.
We have the illustrated lady, Alessandra Deville, who essentially is a interesting character who seems to be kind of a mix of like the tattooed lady and like a sidekick sort of thing to Darius. We have Thumbelisa, the diminutive diva. She's a ballerina who obviously is Thumbelina sized. Mr. Giggles, which is a skeleton clown.
Creepy clown.
Or creepy clown.
Is he a skeleton?
Yeah, he's definitely a skeleton.
Oh, I don't like
with
that.
With an afro.
He's hideous.
And, yes. Not my favourite clown.
No.
Mr. Jelly from Psychoville is the best clown.
I don't like clowns. I don't have a favourite clown.
And then Samson O'Toole, the bearded man. Well, bearded ladies are always popular. Few people seem interested in Samson's remarkable deformity.
I would go see it. If they advertised it, were like, the bearded man. Like, I'd definitely go and see that.
I would not. I could just look around most coffee shops.
You could just look in a mirror.
I mean, yes. But also, I just have a random beard rather than being like, the bearded man. Anyway.
Yes.
But yeah, that's my family. Emma, talk to us.
I have the family of Blackwater Watch. Consisting of a dog, a daughter, a stepchild, a mother, and the family handyman. So we have Balthazar, the unfaithful hound. He knows where all the bones are buried. Lovely pet, very loyal. Angel, the starry-eyed serial killer daughter. She's always had a hankering to go to the big city and kill someone. Cousin Mordecai, the red-headed stepchild. I love that the fact he's red-headed is his main feature. Inbreeding is the least of his worries. The old dam, who is the mother, the murderous matriarch, rules the Blackwater clan with an iron fist, and when necessary, with blackmail, poison, and a knife in the dock. And then their disturbing handyman, Willem Stark. He's worked with the old dam for decades, and in that time he's handled all sorts of jobs and relatives. Creepy, murderous, even the dog can't be trusted. The dog's quite adorable looking at the picture. It's just a small hound. He's cute, but he's going to have a dark side, and we'll see what happens. I don't want to kill the dog off, though. This is a game in which the dog has to die if I want to win.
Right,
but the dog has to die with no self-worth whatsoever.
Let's see about the curious incident of the dog in the night time, shall we?
Oh! Yeah. I believe you had the worst day, so you can go first. From what you've said, anyway. So we're ignoring the events at the bottom of the cards unless they relate to the little symbols.
The only one... No, we're only picking up at the end of the game with the death cards.
Oh,
so
okay, right, cool.
Each deadly demise has a thing saying, like... or not each of them, but some of them have ones which say... if you have a skull,
yes,
minus 10 points.
So I have one that says this card can only be played on a character with the heart icon. I'm just ignoring that.
Yeah. We're just doing
It's not a demise card.
Doing it if you happen to get the one that gets you the point and more points, it gives you a bit more chance.
Okay, but if not, it doesn't matter.
Yes. Anywho, right, let's do this then, shall we? You'll pick it up as we go along and we'll see if this is anything worth listening to. If you hate this, please do let us know at the usual places.
But we love it, so we won't listen to you.
So we start at the beginning, as is always the best place to start, unless you're Star Wars.
we started on episode 4.
We look over a gentle hillock. The sun is rising on a pale morning. Darius Dark driving down a long gravel drive towards the setup of Darius Dark's Den of Darkness, or whatever it's called.
Dark's Den of Curious and Deformities.
Dark's Den of Deformities. And he's miserable. He's not happy.
Why?
In fact, none of them are happy, but he's kind of the ringleader, if you will.
Would you say he's gloomy?
He is. And he is also the ringmaster.
Yes, he is, yeah.
But it's been a long season. The guys decided that, you know what, we're going to head off, as I did last time we played this, for a holiday.
Oh no, they're not going to Africa, are they?
No, do you know where they went? They went to Morecambe. Which is never a wise choice. Way!
Hey!
If you're old, you'll get that joke.
Yeah,
anyway,
we were talking about Morecambe at work today.
But it's not been any exciting getaway as well. For anyone who's ever been to somewhere like Skegness, you'll know that you go there mainly to stare at people and wonder how they're still living.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why, for 40 points, Darius Dark...
40?!
Had a horrible holiday.
Oh my word, he's already down by 40. Oh, I've got no cards.
The ringmaster who led...
Do that much.
Led his whole troop, who are all in the car with him, as they drive back to their den of deformities. He is the person who chose Morecambe. Mm-hmm. He's the person who set up the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
He went on TripAdvisor.
It was
a brilliant place to go if you want to get holidays. We don't... Please sponsor us, TripAdvisor.
Can you imagine...
But we must ask the question, why was it such a bad holiday? Because all of them went there and they all had problems. And do you know who had the worst problem?
No.
Well, I don't either, but I know one of them had a very fun time being a skeleton. He only has certain things stopping, like food falling from his rib cage.
He has no body to go with.
He has no body to go with. Oh,
nobody to stop him.
Everyone gives him a right ribbing.
He
unfortunately for 15 points was menaced by mice
as
they kept crawling
in
and out of his undercarriage, if you will. As he's all bones. Whilst he was camping outside with the rest of them, mice seemed to enjoy him and use him as their own little adventure park.
Lovely.
So I'll draw two and I'll hand over to the Blackwater clan.
Draw two, because you should always have five cards in your hand, unless an action card tells you otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So, over to me. We're going to start off with the old dam, the murderous matriarch. Now, when I gave you the rundown of the family, you may have thought it strange that there was a mother, but no father. There was no reference of her being married. That's because she was widowed at the wedding for a negative self-worth of minus 25 points. Got married, he died. Did she kill him? Can't say. Was it the handyman? Could have been. And moving swiftly on to the red-headed stepchild, Cousin Mordecai. Now, I feel less bad about making fun of his gingerness because that appears...
Red-headedness,
because that appears to be the selling point of why his character is so terrible in this game to whoever designed it. He was out for a walk one day when he was beaten by beggars for a self-worth of minus 15 points simply because of his hair colour. They jumped on him. They almost beat the red right out of him. In fact, they beat him till there was some red on the floor, but it wasn't his hair. It was blood. And that is me finishing my turn, and I will draw two cards. Put my hand back to five.
So nobody's dead in my place so far. So technically, no score. But as we start each round, I'll remind myself that I have 40... potential points on Darius Dark and 15 potential points on Mr. Giggles.
I will say the Balthazar the Hound is on zero. Angel the Serial Killer is on zero. Cousin Mordecai is on minus 15. The Old Dam is on minus 25. And Willem Stark the Handyman is on zero. Fantastic. As we move into round two, Stephen, over to you.
Fantastic. Right, so let us think what would be a good idea. What would be a very good idea? I don't know. We continue in Morecambe.
Yes.
Everyone knows Morecambe is a very interesting place.
Yeah.
It's known throughout...
Word to the wise. Ha! It's not.
Thank you. Yes. As the others sit in their gloomy car, heading towards... work once more, as they know that the season's going to pick up again, they're going to have to open up the den of defunctors.
Mm-hmm.
They all think back on their own holiday moments that were causing them problems. You know who had a bit of an interesting one? Almost tried to make a holiday an actual holiday.
Oh, lovely.
It was Fumbelina.
Oh,
or Fumbelisa. Fumbelisa was going out of the town.
Yeah.
Having
bet she was.
Time of her life. She could get drunk very cheap because one, it's Morecambe, and two, she's tiny.
One shot will do it.
You know what happens to people who just go out and drink whatever they can and
they die?
No, they just get distressed by dysentery.
Oh no!
For 25 points.
Oh no!
Unfortunately, her stomach biome didn't agree with the things that she was drinking.
No.
Someone probably didn't clean the glass properly. Who knows? Maybe you shouldn't mix your drinks to the point that it can lead to dysentery.
No.
Anyway. Also, just don't go to Morecambe.
Just don't go to Morecambe.
By the way, we have no problem with people of Morecambe if you're listening to this. This is just a silly joke I've apparently started in my head.
Yeah. The last time we played this game, there was a lot set in Africa. But we have nothing against Africa either. Africa, Morecambe, they're basically the same.
I have a little bit against Africa, mainly because of every year getting a Lynx Africa set as a child.
Yeah, I feel like that should be aimed at Lynx.
No, because some links is good. I'm joking, obviously.
No links is good.
I say as I wear my Old Spice.
Yes, your deodorant of chocolate and leather. Those two manly smells. Anyway, what's happening next in your family?
You know who had a really bad time on this little holiday whilst
Thimbalisa
went out drinking? And,
probably Samson O'Toole or...
Mr. Giggles was menaced by mice.
Yeah.
Darius Dark just felt bad
for
organising everyone's bad time. Well, Alessandra Deville, our illustrated lady, the lady with tattoos all over her body, she decided, I'm also going to try and make this an actual holiday. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to go out and I'm going to go to the zoo. And while she was at the zoo, she enjoyed it. It was actually quite nice. A little depressing because it's raining and also it's off season for the zoo, so everyone's kind of like just miserably walking around going, oh, look, there's a tiger. Oh, look, there's a bear. Bear. But she was sat there and there was a party happening at the zoo. It was based on a famous children's book where the tiger came to tea.
Oh no. Was she eaten by one?
So as she sat there, enjoying tea at the party, she felt this weird tickling sensation as she sat drinking her tea and eating her lemon slices. And it was very nice, but also she felt a little perturbed, almost like she was being taunted by the tiger that was apparently colouring in her tattoos.
What?
The tigers at the tea.
Was taunted by tigers.
Taunted by tigers at the tea.
Oh...
I feel like I've been the bullshitter this time.
Yes, I feel like you have.
Anyway, draw up, your turn.
Right, it is time for me to direct my attention to your family.
Oh God,
I've where to start, but with Thumbelisa, Thumbelisa, tiny little thing, Thumbelisa dance, Thumbelisa was delighted by ducklings.
How I hate you.
For plus 10.
You've just taken all of my score off.
Yeah, I know it did. For plus 10 self-worth points, because in Morecambe, there's ducklings.
I love how you're not even telling a story. You're just going, I'm just doing this.
Just doing a thing. No. Being the size of probably about a duckling herself, would you say, from that size of her? Yeah. She was delighted with them. She was just surrounded by fluffy, cute little... Yeah, I nearly said pink. They're not pink.
She's been doing a lot of D things, hasn't she? Distressed by dysentery.
Yeah,
then she went off drunkenly and was delighted by ducklings.
I think she got the dysentery from the ducks, but we won't pass...
I need
pass,
to find some more D things for her.
She needs more D. But we won't pass judgment on
her. Wow. You know what I will do, though?
But
I'm
going
to play Smoke and Mirrors, the event card.
Oh, what does Smoke and Mirrors do?
Smoke and Mirrors allows me to cancel and discard an event card.
Oh my gosh!
Wait, that's not an event card, that's a modifier card.
That's a modifier card.
I can't, I've just shown you my hand.
Oh!
Damn it!
Well, I will let you discard that if you want to.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Because I won it, it's fine.
My second play, because you make two plays per round, is to pass. I'm just putting the one card down, I'm going to pick one up, as is.
So something that we should explain as we jump into here,
yes.
There are three points, three dots where down the side of each card there is a top, middle and bottom. I don't know specifically why it does that, but...
I think it's just so that you can layer things.
So you can layer for more points.
Yeah.
So I had on Thumbelisa, I had two scores. The top was minus 15 and the second was minus 10. But then Emma's placement of Delighted by Ducklings has placed a plus 10 over the top of the top one and a 0 over the middle one. So
yes.
Now she is a plus 10 rather than the
minus.
You don't add that onto the total.
No, she's a plus 10 rather than a minus, was it 20 or something like that?
She was a minus 25. She's now become a plus 10.
No, she's become a plus 10.
Rather than being a minus 15 because you ran it on.
Yes.
But yeah,
so she's become a worse.
Just so we explain that.
Yes.
Yes.
Right, at the end of round two, Steve, what are your family points, man?
So, still no actual scoring points, but we have a potential 40 on Darius Dark,
yep.
30 on Alessandra Deville, 15 on Mr. Giggles, but also I am losing 10 points now with Thumbelisa.
Yes. Mine has not changed, because in that round I didn't put any cards on my own family, so I still have Mordecai on minus 15 and the old dam on minus 25.
I feel sad.
I feel gloom.
I feel like it was unfair to the Blackwater crew to not get anything that turn, return the favour.
Oh, great. Cheers.
Our good friend, the old dam.
Ah, the old dam.
Has no husband.
She doesn't, no.
Because she was...
She had a marriage. Technically, she's got a husband. He's just dead.
Well, she was widowed at the wedding. Actually, she had to be married to be widowed.
She's still married, yeah.
But there's no current love interest.
I long suspect there's something between her and the handyman, but...
It's interesting, that. Mm. Because I think that he did console her throughout her widowship.
Yeah, I think he'd be a good consoler.
Guided her back towards the things that she took for granted in her early life.
Oh, wow.
As she got older and became the old Dam rather than just the Dam.
Judging by the age of Angel, the daughter, I don't even think she's that old. She's probably like late 40s, early 50s.
I mean, that's ancient, as we all know.
She's old, but she's not that old.
Well, maybe our good friend William Stark, who has looked after her so much, has kind of taken a bit of time and plucked up the courage to tell her how much he feels for her. And the old Dam will find love on the lake.
Oh, for the old Dam?
Yes.
Oh, which no.
Changes her.
So you've just taken away my minus 25 and you've given her a plus 15. Instead, so this is what we do. We fuck each other over in this game. So that was your first play.
That was.
Is there a story behind that? Just he took her out on the lake and...
I literally just explained how she...
They just fell off.
You're accusing me of not telling a story.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
The hurtfulness here.
Yes.
I'm thinking I need to get some points on the board before you start screwing me over. So I'm going to try...
Who said I was going to screw you over?
I mean, it's the point of the game. I'm going to try and get myself into a good position.
Yeah.
So... Our dear Fumbleesa, she got distressed by dysentery after going out and dancing and drunk before being delighted by little ducklings she could find in the park she waddled her way home and tried to enjoy her holiday that she was being forced upon her by Darius Dark. D.
So much D.
Well, she stopped getting the D.
No!
As she got home, or to the camper van that they were staying in.
Of course, yeah.
She heard the gentle snoring of Samson O'Toole and the tinkling of mice running up and down the xylophone ribs of Mr. Giggles.
This is so weird.
But she was quite drunk and she was scared of these sounds. She was worried. These don't sound like things of human nature.
No.
And then she realised that there weren't just humans in the room. As she started to feel this sense of doubt and creeping build up inside her. And then the room started to vibrate and everyone got up and were a little panicked and scared and they realised that they were being pestered by poltergeists.
No!
Judith, no.
Was that Jesus, no?
Judas, no.
Judas, no.
For Melissa, obviously panicked, ran towards the front of the camper van. Got the accoutrement that she uses to drive the camper van when it's her turn, but also because she's tiny, she has to use these accoutrements to reach the pedals and look over the top and turn. It's a whole kind of like contraption a la Wallace and Gromit. She started to drive.
Hold on a second, you've played two now.
Have I?
Yeah, you gave my Dam plus and you gave
apologies, my brain fell asleep.
I was I thought you were finishing the story.
That's fine.
I was like, now I'm stopping you.
I was setting up for a thing and realised that also my card doesn't allow me to do it as either because I'm misreading these ones.
That's all right. This is why I took my contact lenses out because I always feel like I can't read properly with my contacts. So I took them out and put my glasses on. Obviously, didn't just take them out. That would be stupid.
I need you to hold on to that thought, though, that Fumbleesa was driving into the night.
Okay, I'll
hold on. Because we'll pick up there in but a moment. Please tell us how the Blackwater family are doing.
Time to move on to Balthasar, the unfaithful hound. The reason he's unfaithful is because they bought him as a guard dog. He was supposed to be there to terrify visitors and unwanted callers, chase them away from the house. Actually, he's really, really bad at his job. So he's pretty much unfaithful to the job description. Let's use unfaithful in that sense. I'm about to give him a negative self-worth of minus 20 points. Because in the gardens of the Blackwater Watch house. I couldn't think of the words there. I was like, in the gardens. William Stark has crafted the topiary, whatever you want to call it.
Jesus.
Into what?
Nothing, keep going.
Into the shapes of animals. So you've got bunnies and you've got dolphins and then you've got things like lions. And Balthasar was terrified by topiary. Why have I forgotten how to say the word?
Topiary.
It is topiary, yes. But I was reading it in my head going, it could be either. He was terrified by topiary. It impacted his self-worth rather negatively. Bless him. And I think, judging by my guards, that is it for me for this turn. So I am going to... Do I want to discard my hand and draw a new hand, kind of? Yes! Because one of the moves you can do is discard your entire hand and draw another one. So I'm going to do that. I don't know how many death cards are in this game.
There's way more than that. 20 or something like that, I'm sure.
20 untimely deaths.
Sorry, okay. There's a number of event cards, I think it is.
Yes. So there's 20 character cards, 2 reference cards, 57 modifier cards that change your points, 11 event cards, and 20 untimely death ones.
Lovely. Right.
Okay.
So, driving into the dark. Madness.
And at the end of that round, the scores haven't really changed, because that would have been round 3. Because I'm second.
How are you looking over there?
So Balthazar is on minus 20, Mordecai is on minus 15, the old dam is on plus 15, and then Willem and Angel are on 0.
So I have a nothing on Samson at all. I have minus 15 for Mr. Giggles. Mm-hmm. I have a mixture of fun with Thumbelisa, as she now has minus 20 but and mod to still a plus 10, bringing her to minus 10 in overall. Minus 30 for Alessandra Deville and minus 40 for Darius Dark.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about this, shall we? Driving into the midnight hours, panicked beyond belief, doesn't know what to do with herself. Fumbelisa is jettisoned from the camper van as the very tired family start to hear all the crashing and banging and panic and wondered what's going on. So they kick her out of the the camper van, and she, still panicked and fleeing, runs through the fields she falls down a well.
Oh my word! She fell down a well. Look at that self-worth score. That's an insanely negative one.
Minus 30 as I take out that plus 10.
Minus 30.
Well,
it's getting to a point where, although your cards are see-through, we can barely see Thumbelisa because she's got so many modifiers on top.
It's at this point that you could just take out.
Yeah, you could just take out the top one. Whatever's going to make it minus 30, yes.
So we can now see her a bit more. But yes, a little bit...
I'll have to take some sort of picture of this for the socials.
That'll be lovely, won't it?
I'll take a picture of my hand.
But our story doesn't end there. Because unfortunately, as they were going through all of this, they realised that they were in the middle of nowhere and the camper van broke down. They had no means of getting anywhere. Unfortunately, we're playing this in Victorian era, aren't we? So obviously they have no mobiles or anything to get anywhere.
No, they don't.
Well, it's at this point that we realise why Samson O'Toole has been so quiet. Because he's been trying to take this time of abstinence from everything. He's trying to find his thing.
Oh.
He's been very quiet. He's been trying to do... Am I the bearded man who doesn't talk? Am I the bearded man who doesn't breathe?
What is his thing?
And he realised that he's not been eating for this entire time.
Oh, no.
He starved himself in a storm.
Oh my word! That's bad.
The storm being the general.
Just the general
chaos
atmosphere
that's been happening.
Yeah.
And I'll draw and I'll leave it to you.
Okay. Well. Let's have a look at... do I do what I was thinking? Or is there a chance to make this better? Choo, choo, choo. Do I kill off my first person?
I've been thinking about that too.
Or hound. Like, do I do that? Or do I continue playing and risk something getting messed up? God.
We're now at a point where we're getting points... set up ready for a decent score.
Yeah.
But I have to survive you screwing me over.
Exactly, yes.
To then kill something and vice versa.
You don't want to kill something too early because his score can go lower. But you want to kill it before the other person goes, ha ha, positives.
Yeah, you've currently got minus 20 on Balthazar.
Yeah.
And you could get him up to minus 60, for example.
That could go lower. That could go way lower. But do I kill him off now just to... I think I'm going to kill him off now. Balthazar! While being chased, or at least he thought he was being chased, he wasn't really, by the by the big bush lion in the garden, went howling off into the fog, And that was all we know. He disappeared in the fog and was never seen or heard from again. Balthazar, the unfaithful hound, is dead with a self-worth of minus 20. So on your turn, if you want to kill someone off, that has to be the first play you do of the two. So now he is dead. We can't add any more points to him. We can't take any off. He is just dead now, and he is essentially out of the running.
Can we? I might have a card that brings him back to life.
Yes, I did. In that hand that I discarded, I had two that said you could cancel out an untimely death. Because you can kill off the other person's people as well.
Mm-hmm.
If, especially if they've got a positive score, you could say, and now they die.
You can't kill a positive score. You can only
kill
a
negative. No,
but
yes.
You could. I could go, well, I can see Mordecai's only got 15.
Yeah.
You could build him up more, but I'm going to kill him before
yes.
I can, sort of thing.
So you could F with people that way.
You hamstring rather
Let's
than...
go for the old dam who found love on the lake. She did. You say she found love on the lake with Willem Stark. Interestingly, it's some people call it a lake, some people call it a chemical nightmare. She was in the lake, there may have been skinny dipping, we don't like to question what the old dam does in her time. A few days later she noticed weird rashes on her, like pus-filled blisters that were oozing and dripping, and it smelled kind of sweet, but kind of like you've left garbage out for a week with chicken juices and stuff in it. If you squeeze it, green and white phlegm would shoot across the room and whack against the wall. For a self-worth score of minus 10, she was burdened by boils. Now that minus 10 cancels out your plus 10.
Nice.
So she's now on minus 10 instead of plus.
Fantastic.
So that is the end of my turn, and I will take two cards to replace the ones I have put down.
We now come to the reasons.
Yeah, we do.
Of the dark holiday from hell.
So many reasons.
Firstly.
Yeah.
There was the problem of Fumbelisa going out and drinking and getting a very bad time.
Yeah, yeah. That's...
And then there was the whole, you know.
Yeah.
Samson basically starving himself.
Oh, yeah.
Alessandra being taunted by tigers who are colouring her in at their own tea party.
Yeah, it was bad.
And all the while, Darius is thinking about the fact that he caused all of this.
Yeah.
And he'll pay for this later down the line when he gets back, because obviously he can't die until we return back to the caravan.
No.
At the carnival, because I've set that storyline up. I can lie and do something else, but you know.
Never mind.
But you know who drank and ran off and fell down a well? Funnily enough, the fall down the well didn't kill her.
Mm?
It was Fumbelisa, because she drank too much rye.
Oh my god, she died of alcohol abuse and not falling down a well?
It was too much. She passed out in a drunken stupor at the bottom of the well, and technically, some would say that she drowned. But the story they tell is that she drank too much rye.
Oh no!
So now killed her off. I've got a score of 30 on the board
yeah.
when we check things out, because she's at minus 30.
We need to see what you do next. We didn't give our scores after I did my hand, but we'll stop every so often and just go, what are we on?
The family at one.
Yeah.
Sans Fumbelisa has found themselves in the middle of a storm brewing outside in the middle of Wild Morecambe.
Wild Morecambe.
Truly twinned with, like, monstrous rainforests and Amazonia.
Yeah.
They start to check in the kitchen area to find any foods. And obviously there's a lot, because Samson hasn't been eating.
No, he hasn't.
But Samson also only brought food with a short shelf life.
Oh,
because he wasn't planning to not eat until after buying the supplies.
Oh my word. Crazy.
As such, they found that the food was bad, but they only found that out after preparation. So as they sat down to a sultry meal of beans, broth.
Sultry meal of beans, broth, and bacon.
And haggis.
Yes, haggis fits into that.
Darius Dark found maggots in the meat.
Oh.
Because obviously he would be the first to carve.
Grim. That is...
Draw two.
Grim.
And we shall pass over to you.
Let's go back to this lake. This lake that gave the old dam boils. Boils that burdened her. Let's have a little look at Willem Stark, shall we? Who was also there. The lake, as we've said, is not your average lake. It's got a lot of chemicals in it. It's got a lot of animals in it, but not really animals you would expect to see in a lake. More like some sort of weird chemical experiments gone wrong in a lake. And Willem Stark, in that very same lake, was mauled by a manatee for minus 20 self-worth points. But that wasn't it. He was also sickened by salmon for another 10. Well, minus 10. Not having much luck. The manatees were ferocious. They were biting. They were swiping. Anyone who's ever seen a manatee knows how gentle they are. But these are no ordinary manatee. As for the salmon, he didn't eat it because that would have been foolish. And he didn't like sushi, so he would have had to cook it first. The salmon tried to swim down his throat because it was poisoned. It was intoxicated. It was delirious because of all the crap and the rubbish that had been poured into this lake. And that salmon, recognizing him as a stranger. Can you recognize a stranger? But the salmon did. And it tried to crawl down his throat. And that's the end of my turn.
Fantastic.
I'm bullshitting a lot better in this game.
I mean, you haven't been telling most of the stories.
I have.
Okay, okay.
How
okay,
dare
okay.
you?
Okay.
Yeah, so, go on then.
We're over at the
Jeremiah Buckrock.
We're over at the zoo.
Yes.
Now, poor Alessandra Deville.
No, not the poor Alessandra Deville.
She's been taunted by tigers after they killed her.
God, that's bad.
And she was also upset.
Yeah.
She tried to go find a quiet corner to cry in. Unfortunately, she went into the most feral areas of the zoo, as we all know, is the small rodents.
It is.
They are evil, especially when they've not been fed either. And especially in this weather, why would they be fed?
Exactly. Do you know so many questions?
Zookeepers don't like to do things like go out and do their jobs.
I don't
stuff
think
like
zookeepers
that.
Like animals very much.
No.
Not in this game, they don't.
But unfortunately, in the small rodent house, she met her end.
Oh my god.
Where she was devoured by weasels.
Oh my god, you've got two dead family members.
I know, I'm trying to go for a score now.
I don't know how long we've been playing.
I shan't say, but I will tell you it's going to be quite the story. Anyway.
It's fine, if it goes over or a bit under, it's all good.
Yarp. And I am going to take this moment to discard my rest of my hand.
Okay.
And we shall draw five
new
ones.
I'm going to take this moment just to unplug the heater because I am too hot and my head hurts. Done.
Lovely.
Right.
So.
My turn.
Your turn.
Where do we go from here? So, let's look at... No, I don't want to do that to you. That would be mean. So let's look at Mordecai, the red-headed stepchild, back to him. In this time, this era, he was one of very, very few red-headed people around. And as such, that made him a bit of a national treasure. And also a strange specimen. Not all people were trusting of him, shall we say. Some were very suspicious. One of those people who was suspicious was actually the Queen of England, because this is set place in England. I don't know where yours is. Mine is in England.
It's in England. They went to Morecambe.
Oh, of course they went to Morecambe. Yeah, well,
do you know Morecambe elsewhere?
Mine in the other game went to Africa and they didn't live there. So.
They're still in Morecambe in England.
Somehow, Mordecai found himself in front of the Queen of England for some sort of an audience with. She took one look at his red hair, absolutely not impressed, vomited on her own shoes. And Cousin Mordecai was castigated by the Queen for a negative self-worth of 35, which added to his 15 from earlier gives him a negative self-worth of 50 points.
Fantastic.
He's doing very well.
He is. He's doing fantastic.
If doing well is, having the worst day imaginable, back to the old dam.
The old dam.
The boils.
The boils?
She went to a doctor.
Tell me about the boils,
She tried telegraphing 111, but they were not having any of it, so she went to see her GP. Her GP said, these aren't boils, my dear. This is the pox. You've caught the pox. She was plagued by the pox. For another minus 30 self-worth. So she's currently on a minus 40 self-worth points.
Fantastic.
And that is the end of my turn.
Check in with the scores.
This would be a very good time to check in with the scores.
How are you looking?
So, I have Balthazar dead at minus 20.
So you have a guaranteed 20 points.
Guaranteed 20 points. Angel, currently on zero. Nothing's happened to her yet. Mordecai is currently on minus 50, but nice. Still alive. The old dam currently on minus 40, but still alive. And Willemstart currently on minus 30, but still alive.
Fantastic.
What about you?
So I have two family that are dead.
Yes.
We've got Alessandra Deville.
Yes.
Who is currently at minus 40 for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Thumbelisa, who is minus 30 for me.
Okay.
So I have minus 70 points guaranteed.
Nice. Good. Good.
I have 55 points set up on Darius Dark.
Yeah, for some reason my brain is failing to add numbers up.
15 points on Mr. Giggles, mm-hmm. and 20 points on Samson of Tumor.
These are all minus points. Yes. Excellent.
And now to continue as we mean to go on.
Yeah, let's do it. I dare you.
You know, there are many things that people do in their lives.
Oh, no.
As they start to try find a new identity. Some people get tattoos.
Oh, God.
Some people get a motorbike. Some people...
Learn to play guitar.
Some people get into Warhammer.
They do, yes.
Midlife
yes.
crisis comes in many forms.
Yes.
Samson O'Toole.
Oh.
Bearded man.
Yes.
Starved bearded man. Because he was starved in a storm.
He was, yes.
As they start to find themselves back into Morecambe as the storm passes, and they have to take poor Darius Dark off to a doctor himself because obviously he's found maggots in his meat and he's feeling quite sick. He decides, you know what? I'm going to cheer Darius up when he comes back. We have food still.
Okay.
We have things.
Good.
I'm going to go and I'm going to get some new materials. I'm going to come back, I'm going to make him a pie.
Oh, lovely.
But ever the historian, and also being a bit of a nerd himself, because as we're all aware, neckbearded men tend to go towards nerddom.
Oh, yeah, those neckbeards.
He was reading whilst he's waiting for his pie to kind of rise, and then he has a moment of pure genius. What would Darius Dark, the ringmaster, love above more? He would...
His own circus.
He would like performance. He wants dinner and a show.
Yes, he does, yeah.
And as he's sat there and he thinks, what was the best performance ever given? Surely it was Nero. The man who killed himself in a barrel and his blood flowed through the wine party to give the ultimate kind of performance.
Is this the same Nero who played his fiddle as Rome burned?
I can't remember. But either way, I'm not the neckbeard.
Oh, I should have asked him. If only I knew what book he was reading, I'd have had a look.
His Roman Empire is the Roman Empire. anyway, he had that moment and he goes, no. He opens the oven. He reaches in, barehanded, doesn't care, takes the already heated tin, raises it above his head and pulls it down upon himself. Pulling himself into the pie.
God, no.
And crawls into the oven where he pulls the door back upon himself. And
that's incredible.
And he was baked into a pie.
Oh my God, you've killed three people. Oh no, they're bad.
Because I'm going for the end game now.
You are going for the end game, aren't you? Oh no.
Remind us, just because I've been misinformed about some stories. The newspaper only keeps up with so much. Remind us what's been happening with our lovely dame. She went off with...
The old dam.
She was widowed.
Yeah, she married a lovely man by all accounts. He died in mysterious circumstances at her wedding. So she was widowed at the wedding. She found love, as you said, with Willem Stark, where they went to a lake. Mm-hmm. They swam around a little bit, I imagine. Bit of skinny dipping. She caught some horrible flesh-eating disease. Uh-huh. She's been plagued by the pox, is what's most recently happened to her.
I see.
So, yes.
So she lies on her hospital bed after being informed of this.
Yes, yeah, the pox.
And she's
yeah.
in a state of delirium.
Yeah, because of the pox.
Because of the pox.
Yeah.
Because of the...
So much pox.
Because of the implication.
Because of the implication,
She flits back in her mind in that kind of delirious state. Back to the wedding.
Oh, the wedding.
But this time the wedding goes perfectly.
That's lovely.
And she remembers that man that she fell in love with at the lake. Even as he was being molested by several fish creatures.
Yeah, that was Willem Stark, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that she fell in love with at the lake, I would say.
Yes, yeah.
She remembers it differently now, with Willem Stark there.
Oh, beautiful.
And this time, in her little dream world, she is married magnificently.
I'll put that on her.
To take her from the 50 points that she was to, I believe, now zero?
Zero, yeah. She's got a plus 15 and a minus 15, so that equates to just zero.
Yeah, and then the top score is cancelling out the one underneath it.
Yes.
That'll be my 2 points.
Right.
And I shall draw and await punishment.
Heading back to Cousin Mordecai, who's currently being castigated by the Queen. He was shunned. He was sent outside. Everybody was laughing at him. It was a bright summer's day. He's a red-headed stepchild. We know he can't handle this. He was sadly, badly burned and died.
He's dead too.
He's dead with a negative self-worth of minus 50
Jesus,
points.
That's a good score.
He is dead. But it's not all doom and gloom. No. Let's have a look at Mr. Tickles the Clown, or whatever his... What is his name?
Mr. Giggles!
Mr. Giggles!
How dare you! Yeah. I said good day, madam!
Mr. Weird... Knob... Shaman.
That's Warhammer!
So, he... remind me what's happening to him. There was mice up and down his ribcage.
Yeah, he's been sleeping in the camper van.
Not a lot's happened to him so far.
He's been sleeping in the camper van.
Yeah.
And mice have got in. Mm. And they've tickled up his ivories, if you will. Have been playing around in his rib gouge.
Well, while he was in this camper van...
He's also been along for the ride with this whole thing happening.
Yeah, he knows.
He's traumatised by mice as well.
He's trapped in this camper van. He can't find his way out. I don't know why. It's not the brightest. Maybe there's no brain in there. He is a skeleton. We don't know. Can't say. Don't want to judge. But while he's trapped in this camper van, he has nothing to do except beat the mice off with a stick. Not in that way.
Editor Steve, you know what to do.
Leave it in. So while he's not beating off mice, he's having a look around the camper van and the other stuff that's there. There's boxes. Boxes of paperwork. Boxes of books. Quite a lot of dust. And in one of them, he finds a letter addressed to him. He opens it and somehow, although he doesn't have a brain, he does have the ability to read. He's been left something amazing. He's inherited a huge mansion. He doesn't have to stay in this camper van forever beating off mice. He can take his mice when someone lets him out and he can go beat them off in this mansion. Because for plus...
Stop saying
beat. Because for plus 15 points, he's landed a legacy.
Oh, what a hero.
Well done, Mr. Tickles. Giggles.
Mr. Giggles.
The mice beater. Well done. And that's the end of my turn.
Coming next week is the episode.
He's coming now!
the remix of just beating off mice. The techno number. Anyway, right, cool. Right then.
All right. Yeah.
Alrighty then. Well.
Yeah.
Our poor Mr. Giggles.
Tickled.
Mr. Giggles. After
everywhere you can hear children go, mouse beater.
you're very right. You can indeed hear these things.
Yeah.
He's sat there, watched his best friend, Samson O'Toole, crawl into the oven and burn himself alive. He didn't stop him.
No, he didn't.
People
did
start to realise that occasionally the skeleton is just a skeleton that they've dressed up like a clown.
Shoot.
But occasionally he seems to come to life and do things. Yeah. Nobody's really sure why.
No.
Maybe it's the mice controlling him in a kind of like Tuesdays with Bernie kind of fashion.
Do you mean Weekend at Bernie's?
That's the word.
Two men control their dead friend.
I was going for a like a non-copyrighted version.
I'm trying to think of the thing where, like, tiny rodents control you, because I'm sure that's something.
Oh, that's Ratatouille.
Oh my god, he's being ratatouille'd by the mice!
But,
some call it beating them off. Some call it ratatouille, it's all the same.
He gains this legacy, suddenly.
Oh god, that's nice.
And they drive from Morecambe, they take him off all the remaining family members.
Yeah.
Sweet. You know, Darius Dark and Mr. Giggles.
Yeah.
They travel off to find this mansion, where they get there, and unfortunately, just on the outskirts of Morecambe.
Oh god.
They're stopped. There are news reporters everywhere.
Oh shoot.
They are informed that the dark den of deformities have been causing nothing but a ruckus outside Morecambe. And unfortunately, he is scarred by scandals.
Oh my god.
To get rid of that positive score you just gave him.
Yeah, well done.
And put him back down to minus 25.
Oh my god, that's great.
But our goodly Mr. Giggles doesn't stop there. He decides, you know what?
Yeah.
In good BBC fashion, I'm going to punch a journalist.
As we all do in good BBC fashion.
As all the
fashion,
greats
have.
Yeah. It's a reference to Jerry Clarkson punching a journalist.
May you know what you've done, Jerry.
And he decides, I've had enough of this. I'm not happy. I'm a skeleton with a dream.
Oh.
I've been scarred by scandals. I'm a scandalous skeleton.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
And he starts to use this money that he's inherited. He sells the mansion, and he says, Darius, we're going to put this place back on the map.
Yeah, we are.
I'm not going to have this nonsense that we're going to go back there, and we're going to have the best den of deformities we've ever had.
Yes.
Unfortunately, money goes to one's head, especially if you don't have much of a head, because you're a skeleton. So he goes out for a night on the town, much like his friend Fumbelisa did.
Oh no, we know what
contracted consumption.
Oh my god! Oh no, it's bad.
So I will draw and I will pass over to you.
Yes. Now, let's look at somebody we've not heard anything from in this entire game. Angel, the starry-eyed serial killer. She may be a serial killer, but she's also a dog lover. She, after all, was the one who looked after Balthazar. She's devastated by his loss. She's been wandering on the moors shouting, Balthazar! Balthazar! And he's not come back. We don't know what's happened to him. He's missing, presumed dead. So she does what any rational, grieving pet owner would do. She goes to the local dog rescue and picks up quite a load of poodles and says, I want to rescue all of these poodles because they're so pretty. She takes them home. She tries to get them to like her, but there's just something a little bit off about Angel, and the dogs are picking up on it. They're growling, they're biting, they're snapping at her. Eventually, the torment from the poodles becomes so much that they chase her out of the house. She is pursued by poodles for a minus 15 self-worth points. But that's not all that happened to her. Because of her love for animals, the fact she got poodles, these are like quite nice things. Nobody in that family, the old dam in particular, is thrilled with this side of her. They want this family to be dark. They don't want people to like them. And because of her love for animals, she was actually written out of the will for a further minus 20 self-worth points. So a bad day all round for Angel.
It is indeed, isn't it?
And that's the end of my turn. I will take two cards. Oh, I need some freaking death cards, man. My first hand, the one that I discarded, had two of them. And at the minute, I can't freaking kill anybody. Because I don't have any cards. Your turn.
Lovely.
Yes.
So we come back to the only two living members of the Den of
Despair. Yes.
We have a skeleton clown, and we have a ringmaster whose entire crew has been dying on this holiday.
Yes,
no wonder he started this entire thing with a bad holiday.
No.
As he reminisced about all of this.
Yeah.
As he looked back into his van as everyone was still there.
Yeah.
And we start to take a bit of that kind of like, you know, the if this was a TV show, there'd be the cut for the adverts.
Oh, of course,
We'd come back and it'd start on a shot of him in the driver's seat and then pan and you'd see like the missing from Melissa's cage, which is open and bereft of a ballerina. In the back, you can still smell the rotting meat of Samson O'Toole, who's cooked himself into a pie.
Ba, 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 ba.
You know what was the worst part?
Na, 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 na.
I was realising...
You're about to kill someone off.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Do you know what the worst part was?
Oh, so many worst parts.
Mr. Giggles. We've been questioning it throughout the entire time.
Yeah.
Why are these mice so obsessed with him?
Why
How is he doing things if he's a skeleton that has nothing? How do you
How
do you contract consumption, which is a lung disease, when he's a skeleton?
He has no lungs.
Wow. It's at this point that we realise that the deformity of is that he's actually being ratatouille'd. And the mice have been people who have been suffering all of this all along. It's the mice that got consumption. Their little lungs can handle all the bacteria and germs
that
are kept on a untreated skeleton.
Yeah.
And it was at this point that they had a morality moment and realised all this and they died of despair.
Oh my God, he's dead. Steve's killed 4 out of his 5 family members.
We come back to that shot again.
Shoot.
As he looks around and stares at his... stares as his companions, or lack of companions now.
Yeah, he does,
And he has a moment. And he sobs, and he looks at his skeleton that he realises has been mannequined, or marionetted by mice this entire time, and he thinks, I'm going to reinvent myself. I need to put a spin on this. We're going to use the money that we got from Mr. Giggles.
Yeah.
And we're going to change the name of Darius Dark. I'm going to be Darius Disney, and I'll sell the story of Mr. Giggles.
You can't use the words from the Mouse House.
We're going to sell Mr. Giggles' story of a mouse controlling a creature. We may change it up for a bit. We'll bring in Samson O'Toole potentially, and we'll say that he was a cook rather than a skeleton clown.
Yes,
that sounds better.
Yes, it does.
We need a bit of fanciness here. We'll remember our dear Alessandra Deville, and we'll set it in France, making him a French cook. Everyone loves French cooks.
Perfect.
Needs to be a small mouse in honour of Thumbelisa.
Of course it does, yes.
Darius Dark / Disney is now back.
Oh my gosh.
And as he's doing this, he crashes the car and breaks many bones.
Oh my God.
Okay. For a -20 on him.
Oh, shoot. Oh.
And I will draw.
Yep.
And I will hope for dear gods I can survive this round.
Yeah, well, that might change. So he crashed his car, did he?
Oh, for fuck's sake, yes.
He broke some bones, did he?
He did. Broke his bones, did he, Shay?
Did he, Shay? Let me tell you something about him.
Shay?
He was taken to hospital.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, you may help me here.
In an ambulance.
Ambulance.
Was taken to hospital. It was a day that the hospital was being visited by the bishop of the...
Oh, God.
And you know when famous people and royalty and stuff go into hospitals and they visit a few sick patients and they're like, oh my God, I'm touching an AIDS person or whatever, like, you know.
Wow. Okay.
As in, you know, Princess Diana was like, oh look, I can touch them.
The people's princess.
Don't
bring up the people's princess after I've just said he had a car crash.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, why did you put the two together? Anyway. As he was lying in his hospital bed, he was blessed by the bishop for +20 points. But that's not all.
We need to just point out that he's just gone from a -60 to a 0.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to make it a +10. After he was blessed by the bishop, he slept without sorrows. The first sorrowless, blissful sleep he'd had in years. Maybe he was destined to be a good person all along.
I'm
going to
you.
Take my... I want some death! This is stressful! Ah!
I'm going to, just so we could see him, move all the cards.
Oh, yeah,
move
the cards to the bottom, yeah.
There we go. So, scores. Let's talk about this. How are we looking?
So, Balthazar dead at -20 points. Cousin Mordecai dead at -50. Angel still alive at -35. The old dam still alive at zero, and Willemstad still alive at minus 30.
Excellent.
You.
I have nearly all my family dead apart from Darius Dark, who is now at a positive of 30.
Where's the positive? Oh, shit, yeah, yes.
So, luckily, when we get to the scoring after he has died, or after all of your guys have died, he wouldn't be counted, because it's only dead characters that count.
Yes.
I believe.
Yes.
So I'm currently at minus 30 for Samson O'Toole. Minus... We do maths.
Do math.
55 for Mr. Giggles. So that's 85. We're minus 30 for Thimbalisa, which gives me 115.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're minus 40 for Alessandra.
Yep.
Which would be 155.
Yes. My death is currently 20 plus 50. So my death is currently minus 70.
Excellent. Right. Let's do this.
It's your turn.
It is my turn in Tweed. So.
I do have a plan for the next few rounds, but it very much depends on.
Darius Dark.
Cot.
Has been.
Oh, yeah.
Has been sleeping without sorrows because he has been blessed by the bishop.
Oh.
And he decides, now that I have a scot-free calendar, I'm going to use this new identity. Nobody knows that I'm Darius Dark. They think I'm Darius Disney.
It's Darius Disney.
I'm going to leave here early.
Okay, fair.
I'm bandaged.
Yep.
The casts will look after my bones.
Yep.
Gonna go out for a bit.
Yep.
But before I do that, I'm gonna need to get a disguise just in case anyone notices me.
Oh, good, good idea.
So he goes over to the moving trolley with a body on it, and he takes a hat off it and stuff.
Oh, no.
And he stole from a stiff.
Oh my word! That works out really well for him being in a hospital, doesn't it?
Yep. Goes out into the world and decides, I'm going to go and enjoy the high life. I've got the money.
Mm.
I've got the name.
Yep.
I'm going to go for a party. It seemed to do so well for the rest of my friends.
Did, yeah.
But he got to the party where they were just finishing up the main course, and they'd moved on to the pudding.
Oh.
And we all know how Darius Disney feels about pudding. He's perturbed by pudding.
Oh, is he? Lovely.
Finds it a meal that shouldn't be taken. It's a waste of
gosh
many things.
Oh, that's bad. That is
your turn.
So we weren't playing event cards, were we?
We were playing event cards.
Oh, we were playing event cards. Yes.
We just weren't playing the bits at the bottom unless it's on a death card.
Oh yeah, that was it. That was it.
Screw me over.
No. I'm not going to win the game, but I'm just going to have fun.
And that's the main point.
Let's.
That way we all win.
We do all win. We're going to kill off Angel.
Already?
Before you can screw me over some more. Angel was written out of the will because of the animal love and the fact she got poodles, and everyone was like, poodles are a nice person's dog, why would you get that? Written out of the will, terrible. Word spread around the village that she was an animal lover, and people had come to know her as what they thought. She was sullen and mean and always wore black and hated animals and hated any other living thing and blah, 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 blah. And when they found out that they were wrong, the village turned on her, and they turned on her good. She was burnt by a mob. Dead. But back to the old dam.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. She's not fucking around.
She was.
I'm getting it.
Who did she marry?
She married. She was in her delirium. She married Willem.
Willem Stark.
In her head while she was suffering in the hospital.
The same people who turned on Angel for liking poodles, when you boil it down to its like barest bones, that is what they did, were like, we have twisted morals in this village because we're going to take against her because she likes dogs. but we're going to take against you because you are happily married? That's really weird. And for a minus 45, she was shunned by society. Because
she probably should be shunned by society for being the mother of the person they killed.
I didn't make this up.
You did. You literally did.
Steve, you can't write it.
Well, I'm going to end our miseries here.
Oh, I just wanted to win this game once. I should have killed someone off earlier when I had the chance. Oh, now I've got all the fucking death cards.
So I'm on minus 155, right, with my score.
Yeah.
I have Darius currently at a minus 25 before death.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which will help me as he realises that he shouldn't have left the hospital.
No, he shouldn't.
Because with breakages,
yep,
becomes susceptibility to other diseases.
Oh, no.
As he was overcome by measles.
Oh, my God. Hey, do you know what? Measles is on the rise at the minute. Like, literally, in real life.
Oh.
So that's hideously appropriate.
But that gives us the death of the fifth member.
Yes, Steve has killed off his family.
Which means that we must now check the books of all the dead family members.
Yes.
I add my 25 to my 155 to make
180. 180. It was really hard not to say it like that.
180.
Oh, that's a different
bully
thing.
Bully for you.
That was bully.
Fantastic.
Yeah, one.
Go on, Jim Bowen. Go on, what did you score?
So, for my just my dead people.
Just your dead people.
Just my dead people. So, 20 plus 35, that makes 55. Plus 45 makes 100, I believe.
40 plus 55?
No, 45 plus 55.
Yes, that would make 100. Sorry, brain. Yeah, you got 100.
Yes, just 100.
Just 100. A nice round number.
Oh, no, wait, hold on. 50, wait, 50.
Oh, you've got your bits at the bottom.
Yeah, hold on a second. That wouldn't apply because he hasn't got it. That wouldn't apply because he hasn't got it. That is also not applicable. So it should be, sorry, it's because I can't math. 50 plus 35.
Oh, you're not American. 50
plus 35 is
85. Plus
20, so 105.
105.
5.
Fantastic.
And
this is chalked up to a still one.
It is, yes. I will say that if I'd managed to kill off my last two, that would have added another 45 plus 30, so it would have added another 75.
Which would have meant you would
180.
Yeah, it would have been a draw.
Would have been a draw.
But
a drawer. Yeah.
There you go. That is our game of Gloom.
That is Gloom.
You tell silly stories. You lie through your teeth.
Yeah, you do. We love it.
You try to remember what consumption is as you pass it on to the thing, and you go, how am I going to bullshit this?
You say things and then go, oh my God, have I got that right? I was reading out Castigated by the Queen and went, I can't remember what Castigated means.
But yes, thank you very much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this nonsense.
I don't know how long this was because I haven't got the control of the computer, but I had a good time.
Good.
I want to play again.
If this is something that you'd be interested in hearing more of, you think actually, it'd be fun. There are other games that you can play like this, so we could try like every now and then having an actual different game to just Call of Cthulhu or
I like his play games.
I mean, it is a RPG, a TTRPG thing. This is just adding card games.
We can have a few weeks of game.
But I like this game just because it you have to tell a story rather than it just being I'm trying to do a thing and getting scores.
Thank you
very much for listening. Next week we will be off as we set up for Monster of the Week. As always, please go over to every place you can find us via beacons.ai/stjsfiles. If you'd like to go to our Patreon and give us some money, that'd be lovely. If you want to go to our YouTube and check out our Warhammer, you can go to our YouTube. If you want to go over to any of the podcast areas and let us know how you think of this and other episodes, you can do it.
Yes.
Until then, stay spooky!
Gloom families.
Family. Bye.
Bye.